Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Jason Erickson and we're going to talk about, I'm going to call it clutter control at this point. Good morning to you, Jason.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm good. You know, Jason, I'm sure you've been hearing about, we have an author that's gone on Netflix. It's just got people crazy about cleaning out their homes and their offices and all kinds of things going on to get rid of things we don't need. And you're going to help us do that, too.
Yes, we are. We're going to have a day here where people can drop off their e-waste, which basically means any of your old electronic devices, your phones, your old computers, VCRs, radios, that kind of deal. It's better to get those things recycled than have them end up in the landfill.
You bet. And because there are some kinds of things in those pieces of equipment that really should not go in our landfills.
Yeah, there's actually a lot of heavy metals, especially in the process of making electronics. So you're talking things like mercury and just nasty stuff we don't want in our drinking water. So we really want to handle those things safe.
You bet. They help us out with our technology. Now, we should let people know when and where this is.
Absolutely. We will be in Atlantic at the Armory there. It will be on the 11th between 4 and 7:30. And we just basically show up, drop stuff off. There's no charge to the community for this. We just want to help people get their stuff hauled away appropriately.
You bet. So that's this Thursday. That's a day after tomorrow. If you're listening to us right now, and of course you could be listening to us later, but it's Thursday the 11th, 4 to 7:30 p.m. And we'll mention that again here before we end. And you represent what company? What company is doing this?
I'm with ThinkSpace IT. We're basically a premier IT company in Western Iowa. We basically help people with all of their IT needs, all their computer needs. But I'm also representing Civil Air Patrol, which is the local emergency services group. We take care of all sorts of search and rescue and that kind of stuff for Western Iowa. The flooding is an excellent example of that.
Yeah. Tell us.
Spent a lot of time looking for chemicals. Yep.
Tell us a little more about Civil Air Patrol. Some people think that, they've never heard of it, and some people think that's something that we did during World War II. Civil Air Patrol goes on all the time. And Atlantic and the area, we're fortunate to have a group that meets here.
Absolutely. Basically, what Civil Air Patrol is a bunch of citizens who are interested in helping their community, state, and nation. What we do is we provide, the Civil Air Patrol provides training to local folks to prepare them to help with disasters. So we started back in World War II, dealing with the Nazis and those folks. And it was a bunch of civilians who got together that either couldn't serve in the normal military for a variety of reasons, but they still wanted to help their country. So they ended up putting together a group of individuals that just went out and did all sorts of missions for the military and civil defense on behalf of the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
And it's grown into what it is today, where we have three missions. We have emergency services, which is primarily adult-oriented. We're always looking for volunteers who want to work radios or get out in the field and help us out. There is the aerospace education, where we go talk to the general public just about flying and how everybody should do it. And the last part is the Cadet Corps. The Cadet program is all about teaching kids to be leaders. It's all about teaching kids all of the fun stuff that we do. All of the training that the adults do, the cadets get to do as well. And in some cases, they actually get to go on missions with us.
Okay. And you meet regularly here at the American Legion Memorial Building, the Armory, as most people in the area call it. You meet on a regular basis with the youth, correct?
Yes, ma'am. We meet every Tuesday from 6 to 8 o'clock.
Okay. And if some youth, is there an age range on that?
Yes, you do need to be at least 12 in order to participate. And, it's kind of, we still have the requirements. Kids do wear uniforms. The kids do have to learn the process there. So there is an investment for the kids, but they get a lot out of it. They get a chance to fly an airplane. They get a chance to deal with a lot of cool technology. and they also get a chance to help their community.
Yeah, it's again, an opportunity, I think, that many people don't know about. A great opportunity for adults, and I'm going to say especially for youth, because there's so much good opportunity for, as you say, leadership development and much more. So great opportunity. So let's go back to the e-waste. You kind of ran down the list. I'm going to ask you a couple things. Could I bring my microwave oven that's not working?
Ideally, no. We do. We can generally we can take smaller ones if we have to, but that's not really what this is unfortunately for. The bigger appliances, it's really hard for us to handle those.
Yes.
This is more all about the smaller technology.
Okay.
So like you said, radio is that kind of deal.
Radio.
That kind of deal. We can't take those.
I could bring a radio.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. What about an electrical cord? I was using my my heavy duty electrical cord out in the yard, and I cut it, you know, and it shouldn't be used anymore. Can I bring that?
Yeah, that would be fine.
Okay. So, are there some things that we absolutely should not bring?
Like you said, the big no-nos are the tube televisions. Unfortunately, those are just very, very difficult to recycle, so generally you have to, unfortunately, pay somebody to haul those away. So we do not take the tube televisions. We, of course, don't take any, anything with hazardous chemicals in it, such as Freon, so no refrigerators, that kind of deal. I've had a few people ask me that.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, you look at this as a great opportunity to get rid of those things that you haven't taken to the landfill, because it's a lot of problems. And so we don't want to dump those on you guys either for a number of reasons, as you've said.
Yeah, as like I said, we're doing this as a free will thing, so we try to make it a zero status. So
okay. What about old phones? I know a few people have maybe their cell phones, but maybe they're even the really old kind of phone that they're not going to use as an antique. Are those okay to bring?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yep, we'll take any kinds of phones, any kind of phone systems. We've had people show up with those before. For the most part, as long as it's got computer chips in it, we're pretty okay.
Okay. Okay, very good. So now you've said there are a few things that are not recyclable, but most of these are in some way. Tell us a little bit about, you know, what happens to these. You collect them, and then what happens to them?
Well, the Squadron and ThinkSpace collect them, and then we work with a recycling partner. What that recycling partner does is they'll end up crushing all of this fun stuff and basically sorting the parts out. So they'll take apart the computers and they'll grind up stuff. And so they'll yank out the copper, they'll yank out the aluminum, and then they'll end up putting it in bulk containers. And those bulk containers end up getting shipped out, melted down, and made into new stuff.
Okay. So it really is e-cycling, recycling our electronic kinds of things. A great time to kind of look around your house. Have you had I have a laptop sitting there that I'm not using. It's not working. I'm going, well, this is a great time to get rid of that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So whether and the old desktop big computers, those are okay too. Any of those kinds of things. Kind of, and I'm thinking as long as somebody could pick it up. So that leaves out the big refrigerators for sure. And pick it up and take it out of your vehicle. It's something electronic. You probably could bring it in.
Absolutely. Now, I did have one question. I did check on it. Now that you mention it, we will take copiers.
Okay.
So if people want to have old copiers that they want to get rid of, we'll take those.
Good, because I have one of those too, and I didn't even ask about that. So if somebody has a question, you just go, oh, I really don't know about this. Is what's the contact that they could make to ask that question?
They could go ahead and reach out to me. My company number here is 844-576-2555.
Okay.
And just go ahead and ask.
Okay.
Otherwise, if they haul it down there and we flat out can't take it, we'll let you know at that time.
Okay. Repeat that number again for us, please.
Sure. The number once again is 844-576-2555.
All right. We'll put this on our web also so people have that number, because if there's any doubt, it'd probably be a good idea to check it out. But otherwise, basically anything electronic, you're going to be there to take away on this Thursday, the 11th, at the Armory, outside in the parking lot, at 4 to 7:30. Is all that correct?
All that is correct, and we look forward to seeing everyone there.
Okay, thank you so much, Jason, for serving the community and also by taking care of our Civil Air Patrol group. We think that's really important. So, Jason Erickson, thank you so much. And until next time, here's a thought. The greatest threat to our planet is a belief that someone else will save it.